What is up, internet? I think I did it. I think we have episode 3 of the Stuff with Guy podcast underway. Everyone's here, right? Everyone's here. Rye Bread somehow showed up, barely, by the skin of his
dick. I lived. I'm here. Hey guys, what's going on?
And we have we have our special guest this week, Headshot Gaming.
Hi.
That's all we got.
So, how's everybody's day?
How's everybody's day? You could do better than that, Headshot. Come on, bro. Try it again. You get a round 2.
How's everybody's day?
Oh, that is
good.
All right. Let's work on let's work on podcast etiquette. Let's try it again. Rye Bread, give me your best intro. Go.
That was literally all I needed one piece. I had a long day, my man. I'm happy to be here. It's the 3rd episode. We made it finally. I'm excited. Let's get after it.
That's fucking good. I like that. All right, Headshot. Come on. Special guest it up. Premier.
How's everybody's day going so far?
Steps up his game. Steps up his game. I love it. All right. Mystic's like, who are these other two nerds? Alright, just so you guys know, I am Guy Jackson. I am the technical director of this goddamn massacre. Rye Bread's my hombre, who we like to PUBG and make fun of each other all the time. And Headshot is an extremely MLG, not so much, I don't know, kind of pain in her ass, but a Canadian boy. And we're having a Canadian stream tonight, so I am loving it. Alright, so Rye, I have a topic in mind, but I didn't get to pick your head yet, buddy. What would you like to talk about this week?
You know what? There's a couple of things. I mean, I've been having, now that PUBG's back on and I'm back into that, I've been really enjoying that with you. And I know we've had some good stuff in there, and I know Headshot joined us last time, so I would like to share maybe some stuff that happened on some of those games. Maybe I think we had some good times. Maybe
like that,
there might be some clips at some point down the road. Who knows?
We have the power to do that.
Might happen. Not saying it will, but it might happen.
Well, okay. So in the last couple days, if I'm talking about something memorable, I will say Headshot. The other day when we jumped in and we pwned those two guys hiding behind the trees metting up, and they had no idea we even showed up.
And then we made it tops like 4, and then we kind of got boned. But yeah, that was pretty good when we killed the guys, but you could have.
Well, see, that's what you gotta, we gotta live on those emotions, right? When we pwn those bitches, when the one guy's hiding down a tree, and I saw the friggin' bush wookie, and I was like, "Hey, I see you!"
Where did bush wookie come from?
Where did bush wookie come from? Who did I hear
that
from?
Is that you? Or is that?
No, that wasn't an original caption for me. I got that from some buddies of mine that are actually stationed in Japan right now. So it was middle of the day. They just had lunch and it was like midnight for me. And they're like, you want a fucking game? I'm like, sounds good. So, and just randomly he's like, now when we reach this crest, look out for bush wookies. And I was like, that is the greatest goddamn thing I've ever heard in my life.
That's awesome.
And it makes so much sense.
It's really no joke. Like, the one thing I have to say about like the PUBG is like, when you get down to that top 10, it's exciting. Like, there's a little adrenaline. You feel it.
Yeah.
No, it's...
I listen to music from, like, top 100. Like, when you land, I listen to music because it's kind of useless for a bit. And then when you're, like, in top 10, I mute my sound completely on music, and I just listen to footsteps and shit.
See, for me, I'm so poor at the game that I'll listen to the music from 100 to 90, and then I'm like, oh, shit, I'm not dead yet. And then I start focusing immediately.
I've got a question for the two of you, so we'll kind of go around here, and then we'll kind of move across. But in those final 15 guys, 10 guys, what is the most exciting or scary moment you've had in PUBG so far?
When I was in a 1v1 in a fog game.
Oh my god!
In a fog game, oh
and
my
the
god.
Guy was. No, the guy was in. I thought the guy was in front of me, but the bullets were sounding in front of me. But he was honestly behind me, behind a rock. And he was just shooting by me, and it sounded like in front of me. And then I got killed afterwards. My aim was horrendous, basically. And then he like killed me. So yeah, I lost that game.
The scariest for me is the constant feeling that I'm gonna shit my pants. That's a scary thought for me, because I don't want to have to leave my chair. That's one thing. Highlight for me, oh my god, when I won my one and only solo chicken dinner and I felt like a goddamn god. I had the M416 and I had it suppressed. And the bubble was in my favor. Everything was working for me. And I was just like headshotting for days. I felt like I knew what I was doing. And I have never, never been able to repeat that performance. And it was the one time I decided not to stream. I was like, oh, I'm just going to fucking play and try this shit. Yeah. And I love this. If you look in chat, Swaggy's like, hello. Yeah. Oh, I come in time just to hear Jackson talking about shitting his pants. Okay. Great podcast. Great podcast.
Best timing.
But yeah, the suppressed victory when I was just like, nobody move or you're going to get fucked. And I was just dropping them. Like I had, I think, 8-9 kills, which is like fucking stepping up the game for me. So
That's a different level. Yeah.
That was the top one for me. What about you, Rye? What about you, my friend?
You know what? The game you and I played last night, the last one we played. Two nights ago?
Last night was shit. Last night we were fucking balls.
Last night we
had
the one where I was alive to like the top 12 guys or whatever.
Okay. All right.
The top little yeah. And I don't know, for whatever reason, like not seeing people for so long and then suddenly just being in this nonsense firefight was just terrible. It was so eerie leading up to that I was actually like not ready and not prepared at all mentally to fight those guys. And I got tore up and I felt like crap because I could have probably won. And it just was frustrating, but there was a lot of adrenaline and it was just it was fun for me. I don't know, it sucked to watch probably, but it was fun.
it wasn't that bad watching you, but it was kind of painful. I'm like, look left, you look right. I'm like, no, the other left. No, there's guy in the ridge. No, he's like, done. Fuck it, forget it, he's gone, just stay in the sniper tower. Yeah. Don't move.
Well, when the instructions were good, the reactions not so much.
But then there's me who rushes into every frickin' building first off. We had a game yesterday.
That's true.
Yeah. Do I do that too much, Headshot? Where I'm like, I got this guy. I'm down.
Bro, you gotta close your doors too.
You leave
your doors open. You leave your doors open. So you don't know if there's a guy coming.
I closed the front door. That's enough for me, okay? That's it. That's the bait door. That one I close, and then everything else. No, I'm in a hurry. I need to find my boots.
It's funny, like, Jackson, we were in a game, honestly, with me and you, right? Mm-hmm. That's when we made it. You went into a building that was closed, all closed up, and there was jack shit, and you were like, oh, there's gear here. I'm like, no, there isn't.
You don't understand. I'm a loot whore. I will hold like 15 handgun suppressors until I'm like, wait, no one has a handgun. And then I'll eventually, but I need to mentally like, no one gives a shit about my inventory. And Rye, you know this, where I'm like, come in this room really quick because I can't just dump it on the go. I have to have everyone present and say, here's all my shit. Please, if you can use some of it, reuse, reduce, recycle. Do something, okay? That's all I ask.
You fully loaded two of my guns yesterday with your what was just in your pocket.
I kitted you out entirely with just the shit I was carrying on me. Like, do you have an SMG? Do you have this? Do you have an... Oh, blah, 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 blah. They just dump it on you.
Is anything coming up like that could maybe take my attention away from PUBG soon?
World War II?
I know World War II is coming out.
I already pre-ordered that a while ago and I got the thing for it.
I am not
you guys sold excited on. For you excited for that?
I mean,
I'm
obviously,
I like boots on the ground. I can't deal with like freaking jetpacks and shit. Like Black Ops 3, I hated the passion, but I like the zombies. But like, I don't play multiplayer. Like when for stuff like that, like I don't play multiplayer when there's not boots on the ground. Like if there's boots on the ground, I will play.
The last Call of Duty that I had my heart actually in it was Black Ops 2. And even then, I was missing Black Ops 1. But
that was really the last good one, I think.
When it comes to World War II, I'm like, I understand they're going back to their roots, the foundation of the genre, but I played that shit before. I played World at War. It is a rehash of that shit, bottom line. And I am so off the COD game. This is going to be the third year in a row I'm not buying into COD.
You guys play Odyssey yet?
No.
Oh my god.
Oh, tell us about your Mario adventures.
So much fun. I mean, it's a little easy. I mean, there's no real punishment for death, which is a little upsetting. But it's very reminiscent of like a Mario Sunshine, which is really nice.
Mm-hmm. I remember playing that. That was fun. Holy.
The best one, right? Up until whatever the first Galaxy one. It's tremendous, and I wish I bought a Switch because I don't have it. But
so, what are you playing? What are you playing it on? That.
No, my girlfriend has a Switch, and that just happened to happen.
Oh, the girlfriend, huh?
Yeah.
Couples that game together stay together.
Apparently, so.
That's not true. I know. Oh, new... headshot.
Are you guys excited for anything coming out at all?
Just World War.
You know what? I have nothing.
Really? And... What about Monster Hunter?
You.
What?
What?
Don't you, me.
You.
Jesus, Rye.
Monster Hunter.
Rye, should I mute you? I don't know.
You guys, man.
I have nothing down the pipe that I'm excited for, and I'm depressed about it because, like, gaming is my outlet. That's what lets me take a breather from work, from life, from just everything. Just lets me distract myself. And I got nothing that my heart's into. Even PUBG, don't get me wrong, I'm enjoying it. But at the same time, the anger that comes. It gets repetitive. And I just get so fucking pissed off when all of a sudden I get clipped in the back of the head by a car 98 and I have no idea where it came from, and it's just GG, that's it, you're done. Just, you drop, blank screen. Mm-hmm. It's so painful.
It is painful.
But
don't make fun of Monster Hunter, that's not cool.
But I did find, and Rye, I know I showed you this shit and you're onto it too, but I got this new mobile game.
Yeah,
I got this new mobile game called.
On my plane.
It's called Guitar Band, something.
Is it for iPhone as well?
Probably.
Probably not.
I'm gonna bring it up to the mic so you guys can hear it.
Oh god, it already sounds bad.
It is bad, but so good. So
they're all bad knockoffs of.
They're all bad knockoffs of the songs. Bumblebee, what's up, buddy? I see Bumblebee in chat. So, like,
hey, Bumble, what's going
you
on,
look
man?
Through it. How because they can't copyright the songs, right? So there's, like, Eye of the Lion. Eye of the Tiger. All right, right? Ready?
Yep.
Fuck, it sounds the same.
You can feel it, right?
Yeah.
But they change it slightly. Right? You feel that? Can you feel that? Come on, headshot! Can you feel it,
shit.
Brother?
I can hear it. I'm trying to find it, okay? I'm trying to find it. Is it for iPhone or no?
I'm sure it is.
I don't think so.
And then there's Purple Fog.
Yeah.
They always have that.
I can't believe that.
So good.
Absolutely,
it's so good. Myself. No, I can't stop. I can't stop
can't
the feeling.
Stop, won't stop.
Ridiculous.
So this game is called Guitar Band Battle.
Guitar.
And I gotta exit out. You play against people online. So I've been playing that, but
that's
I don't
awesome.
Think there's a huge market for Twitch streaming of that.
There's definitely not. There's like 9 songs.
Yeah. No, there's more than that. You son of a bitch! Don't you dare knock that.
Don't you call me
go?
A son of a
the
bitch.
The pay and go.
It's pay to win when it comes down 100%. To it. I'm almost in the last arena. It's very structured like Clash Royale where you got the different arenas you work your way up, and instead of trophies you get records and you work your way up through the chain. But yeah, there's guys I'm like, how the fuck did you get such a wicked band? Because
yeah,
they're pumping
like,
all
they
the dollar bills in. So,
all I know is I got $83 on Google Play credit, and I know where it's going now.
And
so,
I need your Gmail login.
Why?
Huh?
Oh, shut up. Get away. Get away from me.
Said that.
You cannot have
I bet
my
you the passwords.
What the hell?
I bet you the
bet
password
you
is Jackson needs the cash. That's what the password would be.
No, the password, I love Jackson.
Yeah.
If it wasn't Jackson needs the cash before, it is now, so you guess. I guess you're half right.
The password is love Jackson's D exclamation mark 01.
I'll tell you what, I'll trade you my Google Play account for one day access to your Amazon account.
So okay. So, that's bad because you can order anything you want.
The life decisions here.
I'll be reasonable, but
sure.
Yeah, $700 for a gaming chair, and then
I'll buy 4 DX Razors.
Yes, there 4 we go. I like it. So yeah, gaming wise, no, I got nothing down the pipe, nothing that I'm stoked about. I'm gonna revisit some Fallout 4 for a little bit, and the DLC for Destiny 2 is coming back, so I'm just hoping there's a little bit of rebuilt hype on the PS4 front, because everyone on PS4 just fucking jump ship on that game. It blows my mind.
Wait, yeah, everybody's dead. Pretty much, but no, like Luffy, I was watching Luffy's stream a couple days ago, but like, he's like already level like 20 something, and I'm like, my game is literally at 55%, and it's taking its sweet time to get there to 100, I cannot play with them.
That's because you got that sweet, sweet, you know, central Canada internet connection, right?
So it's garbage here in central Canada.
Oh man, not like my 150 U Rogers Ignite. Yeah,
I got that Shago Wi-Fi.
Oh, let's get some gigabit speeds going on here.
Shaw's like, what's gigabit? I don't know.
Shaw's like fucking autistic when it comes to that.
Wow,
it's true.
Well, thank you, Headshot, for your unbiased review of of the Shaw internet service.
I'm gonna guess you're not an employee. That's interesting.
No, I am.
No, I am.
Oh my god!
Now, I can show you my Shaw box right here. It's my Shaw box. It's called my TV. I watch TV.
There you go.
You're fantastic.
That's amazing. Oh, friggin'. But when you're talking about, oh my god, Canada, just talking about cable, internet, wireless, everything, we get charged so fucking hard compared to any other country. Like, you Americans out there who are watching/listening have no idea how good you have it. Like, when you're like, hey, if you sign up for a cell phone for 2 weeks, we're going to give you 4 Samsung Note 8s and we'll give you a reach around.
Like, that.
Right? Like $0 and a reach around.
Canada's like, we'll take your firstborn child and $1,000 cash on a 2-year contract.
In the States, you get a reach around. In Canada, we get bent over and not even a generous portion of lube. They just go in dry.
Yeah,
and we gotta enjoy our services. Yeah,
you know, so if you honestly look at it, and well, I definitely have, because I got nothing better to do when I'm working for
you're watching
companies.
Looking at Shaw.
Stop! No,
for the upgrade.
At the end of the day, we can always look at Headshot shitty connection and be like, okay, I don't feel so bad.
Yeah, well, yeah. Listen, among countries in the world, we're like number 4 in highest price of all those goodies.
I'm the murder capital.
You're in the murder capital.
I'm in the murder capital.
So that's where he derived his name from, folks. Now we know where Headshot came from.
Just not gonna mention anywhere I'm from.
Just trying to keep our record here.
Robert, I'll message you where I'm from.
I got it now. Okay. I just googled it. I got it.
It's
my condolences, man. Your hockey team fucking sucks too. That's
I don't like them. I don't like them.
I think I just made a bad left.
How can you not?
I just knocked
How can
out
you
there.
Not?
I'm a Boston Bruins fan.
Oh my god, that's even worse. Can you ban him, please?
And then I'm a Saskatchewan Rough Riders fan too.
Oh, you're a what? Yeah, there we go.
I'm a Rough Riders fan.
Yeah.
That's where I leave.
Is that where? That's what we're doing here, hey? All right. Oops, his volume is slowly slipping down to 0. Well, we really enjoyed Headshot Gaming for the time that he was with us on the podcast.
I'm watching this stream. All I see is my picture just go away.
He just disappears. Had a good run with Headshot Gaming.
Headshot, I thought you were a really nice guy until like 10 seconds
we
ago.
We had
That's
so much respect for you. So much respect.
If, like, I'm not, like, I'm from New Brunswick, right?
You kind of look like Brad Marchand, so that works out.
I'm just going to say that I'm from New Brunswick, but, like, if New Brunswick had a fucking hockey team, I mean, not a hockey team, a football team, I would vote for them, but they kind of do not right now. Because, you know, they're small and they're too poor down there.
They're small and too
poor. You know, we could have two hockey teams here.
Okay.
Hamilton could have one, too.
Yeah, Hamilton is trash of you.
Yeah, well, you know, we can all go ahead and root for the Canucks.
Fuck the Canucks.
No. Like, hey, listen, I don't care what you fuckers say, okay? Born and raised BC boy here, okay? We are all Canucks.
Yeah, listen, Canucks. I was born
raised on that shit. I remember 94 cheering, just screaming down the street, they're gonna fucking do it! Next day, they didn't do it.
I went to a Canuck game a while, like 3 years ago. Some guy got so excited because they scored, and he fucking threw his beer up like this. And then the other guy, I don't remember who they were playing, but the other guy's like, "You're not allowed to fuck back at a Canuck game." I'm like, "Man, you're not even from here." Like,
what the fuck?
Shut up.
You know what? Okay, one thing. And if we're talking about, like, team pride, Canadian pride in their team, the fan base for the Blue Jays blows my fucking mind. I think that's absolutely insane. Like, they could be having, like, they had a fucking trash season this year. And I don't even follow baseball that much, but I mean, like, it's hard to not recognize that they pooched so much scooch, it was out of control. But we went down, on the off season, they train in Florida, and we went down to Florida just to see an off season game. And holy fuck. I mean, this is like Florida, other side, the opposite side of a neighboring country. And it was a fucking wave of blue Canadians out there cheering them on. And it was just absolutely insane to seeing, like, the Canadian camaraderie out there coming together for that team. It's impressive. And the stadium, they could be on the worst losing streak of their goddamn careers, and the stadium is still like 70-80% full.
Yeah.
I've got family that lives out west. So we went to Seattle a couple of years ago. We drove down to Seattle, and the Jays were in Seattle. You should see how many Jays fans come out to a game.
Holy Jesus, I know. Like, honestly, there's a lot.
It's incredible. Like, it's more Jays fan than Mariners fans. It was unbelievable.
Yeah. But it's funny because I like the Blue Jays, but you're going to hate me for this. I like the Boston Red Sox.
Oh, for fuck's sakes.
Do I have to... am I lowering his volume again, Ryan? Are we doing that again?
Oh, yeah, God.
That's strike two. You get three strikes and you're out. We're talking baseball rules right now.
Oh, my God.
Three strikes.
Oh, I'm sorry to say, but, like, I like the Blue Jays, but I like my team. Boston is that. Too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I can't leave, like, Boston alone.
You can.
I'm family out there. That's why I like them.
I am certain glad we didn't let you promote your Twitch channel or anything on this podcast, because you're embarrassing me.
Headshot. You haven't left me yet.
You're embarrassing me, Headshot. This is insane.
No shameless plugs for you.
No shameless plugs. And see, look, we had On Fire in chat. What's up, buddy? I see you there. But he was getting stoked to actually talk about decent baseball, and then you gotta drag the Red Sox into it. So
I'll deal with the Blue Jays right now. Okay,
you can
I'll
let deal you guys with
talk about. Yeah, I'll deal with it just for you guys.
What, yeah. Maybe we gotta change topics because you embarrassed me.
Time to turn your
cane. Soccer, like soccer.
Yeah. Okay. No. So anyone watch some? Just fucking steamroll now. We're not talking about fucking soccer.
Jesus Christ.
No. Okay. Let's talk about soccer. No. I don't have a. This is how much interest I have in soccer right here. And don't get me wrong. I understand. It's like, when you get out of North America, it's like, that is it. The be-all, end-all sport of the fucking world. I get that, but I have zero interest in soccer. So you, Headshot, turn the tides for me and convince me to love soccer. Go!
Go for Manchester if you're going to like soccer.
No, you gotta wake still up at 7 o'clock on a fucking Saturday and watch a home game. Get
Jesus. Bad. Oh,
or get super drunk out of your mind and go to like a fucking the UK pros and cons. Go to the pub.
I tried to okay, listen, I'll give you my personal experience with trying to be a fan of any like EPL soccer. It's fucking impossible to watch your team that early in the morning, pretty much.
Yeah, that's the one thing I about
alarm
soccer.
Alarm goes
I don't
off
like.
4 in the morning. You're like, oh, fuck, when is it? Oh, yep. It's still, yep. It's still 0-0.
No, my alarm.
It's still 0-0.
My alarm goes off. My score app has the result for me by the time I wake up at not at 11. My fucking score app has the entire score. There you go.
And then you can watch the highlights later, which consists of 17.
It's not being a
17
fan.
Injuries that were completely fucking faked and looked worse than the WWE.
That's the other half of it. Yeah. I can't get behind that bullshit.
I don't like crazy. WWE.
Yeah, but you're watching it every day
on
the
you're just watching
field.
It, but they're kicking the ball around at the same time.
Missed the head by an inch and a half.
If they mix the two together and you started playing like soccer and then added a pile driver in and then got the red card after, that's different. I would start signing up for that, right? And I'm not talking tackles.
Wait,
tackles,
show you
right?
Guys something.
You need to. You can show us whatever you want. Just no D's, no D
it's
picks. Or...
My beginner. Not my beginners. My license. I meant. I was
Why are you flashing your license on the stream?
I don't care. I'm showing my picture. I don't care.
Just the picture. That is fucking mullet. Fantastic.
I know,
Holy
right?
Holy shit!
And the
no
province
wonder,
that you live in.
No wonder you're a fan of soccer. I see it now.
Hey, I got told I look like David Beckham, and I'm like, are you on glue? I do not look like anywhere David Beckham.
Are you on glue?
I love it. Even Soul jumps in chat. He's like, that's one awesome headshot.
God, up, Soul? I love you, but like
Soul shows up just to see the mullet action. He's just like, I sense a disturbance in the Twitch, and he fucking logs in to see your mullet.
I could show my debit card and then tell you guys my PIN.
Why don't you flash really your Visa card? Both sides, please. Yeah, I need the 3 digits on the back, too, if you don't mind. And then, I'll let you hop on my Amazon there, Rye Bread, because I'll know who's funding this adventure.
What the fuck? I'm funding it. You know, I make shorts of money, okay? Like, I'll fund it. But...
Tonight's Amazon adventure supported by Headshot Gaming.
On one condition, I will support it if somebody buys me one thing. Fucking new desk.
New desk?
Yeah,
I'll
but
go
you're
to IKEA.
A shitty IKEA one.
IKEA has a very nice $15 desk that will just work like a charm for you. But I'm not, not springing for the legs, bro. Those are like $8 a piece.
It's a sitting desk.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no. Get the fuck out of my room.
Oh, headshot got it. Hey, who is that headshot? Invite him in.
My brother. No,
invite
it's my
him
brother.
In. Bring him in. Let's talk to your brother.
No.
Yeah, come on. Send him in.
Nobody wants to talk about
him. Yeah?
Fuck off. He's gone. He's going outside
we'll call
to
him,
smoke
We'll
something.
Call him Little Shot Gaming.
Oh my god, he's older than me.
He's older? Big Shot Gaming? Okay, bring him in.
It's like six, and I'm like 6 foot.
Oh, all right.
I'm small. No, but like, he's going outside to go smoke something. You guys already know.
Oh, yes.
What up?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. In my good Christian suburbs, I know nothing about the sort.
Yes. This is the wrong stream to be talking about substances of that nature.
Yeah.
What?
Not like in episode one where I tell the story, the awkward doctor story of mine.
Oh, yeah, I do remember that.
Do you remember that? Do you remember that, Ryan? Most embarrassing thing ever asked of me in front of my
what
son.
What kind of drugs do you use? What legal drugs do you use?
Do you use any recreational drugs? I'm like,
in front of a kid who's 6 years old or seven?
7 year old. And thank God he wasn't paying attention. He couldn't have given a shit. But I was like,
I smoked that shit.
I see Soul Eater and he's like, smoke weed every day.
No, and then you told like Luffy about, he's like, I do black tar heroin, boys.
Black tar heroin. That's the way to do it. I need to get some of that. I want to get some of that crystal meth going. Because I need to lose some weight and I want my teeth to fall out. So.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
What are you trying to get my... I'm not telling you... What? You're trying to get my age?
He's trying to get...
I need to check your age. Get the fuck out of here. I'm old. He's old. I'm gonna say I'm old.
All right, so let's stop talking about drugs. Way to go, Headshot. Maybe we should get Big Shot.
You wanted to talk to my
Maybe
brother.
Maybe we should
you.
Get Big Shot in there.
Oh my god. Hey, he plays video games too, okay?
Okay.
But he doesn't have Discord because he's a faggot.
Whoa! Okay, well, definitely changing up. Okay, so I'm going like total 180 on this. All right, television that you've enjoyed as of late. The only reason why I'm bringing this up is because I've been watching Star Trek Discovery. Like,
oh, that's pretty good.
See, it's a fucking good series. And the last episode, I freaking round of applause. It was so well done. Did you see that, Headshot? Did you see the last episode?
The last episode was pretty good, but I passed out mid. Like, I watched half and then I passed out. And then I had to get caught up. I forgot to PVR and then I was so pissed.
All right, so then, and I'm sure you got the consensus, but I'm assuming you haven't seen it yet, have you?
Unfortunately,
or have you been following
not.
The series? Okay.
I know of it. I just haven't sat down and watched it. I'm terrible at committing to stuff. I'm waiting for Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Is what's killing
Brooklyn
me right now.
It's gonna be so good.
Oh my god, Brooklyn Nine-Nine! I got told that was really good.
Watch
Brooklyn Nine-Nine from the beginning. That's an amazing series. Okay, but this episode. Okay, yeah. So you guys know, you've seen Groundhog's Day, obviously, right? Or am I just too old?
Yes.
For shit? Okay, Groundhog's Day.
You're not old.
You saw that freaking, what was that Tom Cruise movie that Live, Die, Repeat freaking one? That came out.
Is that
with Emily Blunt? Emily Blunt, Tom Cruise.
One? Is that not the cocaine one? Like
no,
that
no,
one?
No, the one where he's like a general but never been in war, and every time he dies, it refreshes, right? So like it's along it's along that repeating the same period of time over and over again.
Tomorrow?
But Edge of Tomorrow. Thank you. See, that's why we have Ryan here, just so he can save
us. I'm stupid when it comes to movies.
Okay, but every time you see a movie or a television series of that genre, it's always centered on the main character who somehow just gains the ability to relive the same period of time over and over again until they can figure out their fucking problems and save the day.
Mm-hmm.
So the main character that you're following in the new Star Trek series, she was not the one living and repeating and doing all that stuff. It was the engineer. And you go for this long period where you're just like, what the fuck? And then the engineer is trying to figure it out and keeps jumping in like, guys, wait, this is fucked up. And then it repeats and you have no idea what's going on. And it was brilliant how they slowly introduced him further into the story to eventually be like, okay, so this motherfucker's coming and he's trying to take over the ship. There's nothing that I can do. We need to work this out. And just trying to convince everybody. It was such a cool twist.
Jackson.
Yeah, what's up?
My friend Nicole that went who we played PUBG with this year.
Nice, thank you for the follow. You get a little peanut butter jelly dance on the stream there.
Sorry about that.
What a nice guy.
You're apologizing for someone following the stream?
No, I said I'm sorry to interrupt. I invited one of my buddies to
I appreciate that
chat of Twitch.
Headshot, you're a good guy.
Everybody's always welcome. Mm.
But
except for you, Robert.
Except for you, Robert.
I'm joking.
You
son of a bitch.
Dude, I love you too. You fucking arsehole. That's all right.
Bring the stream back 30 minutes.
Sometime in the near future when I'm bailing your ass and out your ass in PUBG, you'll be thanking me. You'll want me around then. That's okay.
I'm sure that's going to happen, Robert.
Ask Jackson about that.
Oh, yeah, you fucking saved me. Oh my god, I died four times and I was like, Rye, can you come
scrape
back
you
and
off
get
the
me?
Goddamn
Rye,
pavement.
One more time. I got
Oh yeah, that's when I was playing with I don't know if you know the guy, I already told you this, but I don't know if you know Wolf. Like Wolf Rurik Games.
I do not.
Me, Cole and him and Paladin were one of our other guys, but we were playing PUBG and we were all rushing at one point, and then we're like, I went down all the time, and I'm like, guys, can you come pick me up?
Can you pick me up? Can you pick me up?
Fucking time.
Can you pick me up?
No, as soon as I get up, I get killed, and then every time I'm like, fuck PUBG.
I know every time, it's frustrating.
You know, talking about PUBG, just because we have the technology.
No, but the Discovery that I forget the actor's name, but that black chick. I'm not trying to be racist, but whatever.
Totally, I'm offended.
I forget what her actor name is, but
her name.
Her actor.
Her actress. I don't know her.
Yeah, but she was in Walking Dead, and she's also in Star Trek Discovery. Yeah.
She was in The Walking Dead, and I love The Walking Dead. I'm all caught up. I haven't missed.
You haven't missed anything.
One single episode.
She had an amazing death. An amazing death outing and of death, the show. Yeah. I thought that was so well done. Have you seen that, Rye? Have you seen anything that we're going to talk about, Rye? I'm just wondering.
I'm going to go find the video.
Well, you know what? And honestly, I suck at watching. Like, I don't watch TV. It sucks. I'm a weeb and I hate it.
You're a fucking horrible human being. Oh my god, I can't even say.
Oh,
Sonequa Martin Green. There we go.
Oh yeah,
that's who plays Michael Burnham.
Yeah,
and what's her face in? I'm doing all the research now. One second, I'm digging.
Can
deep.
You link me her name again?
Why?
So I can find her death. So I can find her death scene. Then I can show fucking.
Why are you interested in looking up more stuff?
No, I'm showing it on YouTube so I could, like, little... what's it called? Show Rybrid the video.
I'll send it over to you. I'll send it. Okay. But PUBG is annoying sometimes. Yeah, Cole. Yep. We know that one there.
Mm-hmm. Always.
Here, it's I just because I'm a horrible human being and I love watching myself. Are you on the Who's Got the Watch Together link up?
I'm there.
You're there?
I can have it up in 1 second. Here you go.
Mm-hmm. Whatever.
Go ahead.
Oh, no, I broke it. Oh, no, I didn't break it. There we go. Go for it. Go. Play it. This is hilarious.
Daddy.
Let's go get fucking murdered out here, okay?
Who's Daddy?
Jesus Christ!
I'm Daddy.
That's how you fucking murk somebody. That's how you have...
Oh! Oh!
And then I have an orgasm while looking through his loot.
Nice shot.
Yeah.
Can you... I want to see, like... Fuck, I forget.
That's why everyone should have Guy Jackson on their team. Bottom line, no questions asked.
Did we have that? You were there, Headshot. Did you clip the shotgun? The two kills I had with the shotgun.
No, I still got to do some clipping. I usually don't give a shit about the things you do that are cool.
You were there, Headshot. Yeah.
Yeah, I was there when you got like fucking 3 kills with the shotgun.
I was there that day you did the murder with the shotgun. It was a glorious day. It was a bright day.
I was gonna clip it, but I kind of didn't get a chance to quickly go.
We'll get around it. You know what? We'll make
the warehouse was more fun.
We'll make a special attempt for the next podcast to show your shotgun shots. Okay, buddy?
Oh, that'd be cool.
That's how
we
care about you. But for now, I'm looking at the clock. Rye, I know that you are going to have to be rushing out of here in a second, too. And
yeah,
we're about 43 minutes in, so...
That's not too bad.
In closing, I had a good time. It was kind of fucking random. We went all over the place. Daisy just showed up in chat a little late, but that's cool. Better late than never.
I like it.
But Rybrid, any shout-outs you want to give out before we get out of here?
I want to thank Headshot for being on this week. We did, you know, it was a little random, but that's not the worst thing in the world sometimes. Sometimes you just got to talk. And of course, a shout-out to you, Guy, for having me on again. Thank you very much.
No, I'm starting to regret it, but
all
that's
the lovely...
cool.
Well, that's cool. That's okay. It makes one of us. I want to thank all the lovely people that showed up today in chat and participated, and... I think we'll have to do this again sometime next week. Maybe same time, same place.
Yeah, if you show
maybe
up.
Maybe without a certain Bruins fan, this
maybe,
fucking guy.
Maybe Toast will show up. Oh, yeah. Even
I'll come back with a Boston hat and Boston shirt.
We'll,
and all.
We'll just add Headshot to the do not call list. He'll be messaging us like, I want to do the podcast. I'm like, oh, yeah, totally. But slots are full for the next forever.
we'll
have you on again, Headshot. It's fun, yeah. Fucking, and we'll actually maybe we'll get Big Shot in there too one day. Okay,
I'm not getting my brother in here.
Yeah, we can get your brother. You can sit on your lap. You guys can reminisce together.
Oh my god.
On your lap. Gross.
Oh, gross. Okay. So Headshot, before you go, fuck it. This is your chance. I kind of cut you off earlier.
No, it's okay.
Slut yourself out. Plug. This is your time.
Headshot gaming _TV is my Twitch and my YouTube. And so you can go do whatever.
Check them out.
And you could go hate me on both of them.
He probably should.
He does half decent. He does extra fucking... All honesty, I think everyone plays better than me, so if you want to see a step up from my action, you can look at any other PUBG player on the planet, but more importantly, you can also check out Headshot Gaming.
So. Are you guys... I know I'm around tomorrow. We should probably get some footage in.
We could do that.
Cole's here. Yeah, we can get Cole in, too.
We'll get some. We'll clip some stuff. And if you get back in time, Rye, if you get back in time, jump in. We'll squad up later, okay? Because I know you're heading out.
Yeah, definitely.
But
just message me, Rye, and we'll go.
But we'll organize our squads after the podcast. As always, folks, I'm Guy Jackson, and I'll pretty much have to show up every podcast you see because I'm the one who has to press the go button. So thank you so much for everyone coming out. I see Nova showing up. Thank you. Daisy coming in for the final chapter. On Fire came in halfway through. Colace dropped us a follow. Oh, my God. We had a good little chat going on here. Bumblebee dropped in for chat. Swaggy, Mystic Warrior, you guys are all fucking legends. Thank you so much for coming out. And we'll be playing some games after the podcast, but I appreciate everyone and we'll see you next week. That's a lot of random bye. Fucking banter there. Yeah.
I like it, boys.
Yeah.
I like it.
Bye-bye.
No,
I feel like...
He's still talking.
Who's going to talk? Rye, you want to rock, paper, scissors?
Hey, Rye.
What?
Rye, headshot.
What?
This is
rock, paper, scissors?
This is where we stop talking.